The views and opinions expressed by any hosts or guests of WJMS Radio do not reflect the beliefs of its owners or associates. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to WJMS Radio or the show hosts whose words, advice, and or opinions appear from or on our website or on air.
Seen this in the stores, boy. Let me tell you, to be me is a task. But I'm sucker free in this rat race, and I make it look like a blast. Pray to God, I hope this pass. Came a long way from my past, but my cosmonet's so filled up, I gotta be nice to talk trash. Pinky finger, evil laugh, scheming why they dreaming. Knowing that purple cloud this evening, so every picture they catch me cheesing. So I say swerve, cause that's my word. Cause I think I'm seeing in 3D, like I don't know where I am. So I'm wavy till they see me. Please don't adjust your TV, just check the volume and turn up. Spit so gasoline, so every track bound to get burned up.
In my zone. Catch me in my zone. Yeah, I'm in my zone. Yeah, you can catch me in my zone. I'm in my zone. Catch me in my zone. Yeah, I'm in my zone. Yeah, you can catch me in my zone. I'm in my zone. I'm in my zone. I'm in my zone. 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 I'm in my zone. I'm in my zone. I'm in my zone. 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 I'm in my zone. I'm in my zone. I'm in my zone. 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 I'm in my zone. I'm in my zone. I'm in my zone.
Chia. Hello, internet, Philly, Jersey, Delaware, New York, Lycoming, London, Germany, Wakanda, Hogwarts, anybody that's in earshot of your boy. It is another Wednesday night, January 16th, third Wednesday of 2019. If you're wondering where your girl is, she's probably tuned in right now listening to your boy, Tommy Two Thumbs, aka The Bull with the Lots of Specs, here with my favorite co-host, Just Jams. This is the We Out Here Radio Show, brought to you by Big Smile, WJMS. Jams, what's good? How you doing?
You know. I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm out of it. I'm out of it. You know, it's been a tough week. Guys, dedicating this show to my 8th great-grandmother, Jeanette Tomlin. She passed away this past Saturday. So this one goes out to her. In her words, the show must go on. So if anybody's in the area, Philadelphia, if you see me, give a brother a hug and go on through it.
Yeah, man. If I was in Philadelphia, I'd give you a hug too, I promise.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Shout out to our sponsor for this evening. We Out Here Radio is brought to you by Trendy Trippin'. They are a Brooklyn collective. They're out here, Brooklyn, New York stand up, of course. So if you're out anywhere near Brooklyn or if you're in the area, definitely check them out. They are a collective that showcases just how creative Brooklyn can be. So you can usually catch them in and around the Brooklyn Commons area, which is a really awesome co-working space for creatives, again, out in Brooklyn. So, again, if you guys are in the area or you're interested in hosting an event, something like that, please make sure you check out Trendy Tripping. You can go to @TrendyTripping on Instagram. You can also check them out on Facebook. The owner, Joanne, is really, really cool. She's a good person to know. So make sure you get in touch with her if you're interested in doing something with the collective. They are wonderful. And shout out to the folks tuning in on Facebook right now and the folks listening via our app, of course. Thank you guys for tuning in. And the phone number for this evening is back to the same number before, 914-619-5267. One more time, it's 914-619-5267. So give us a call, voice your opinion. We've got a pretty good conversation for you guys tonight. Even though both of us are out of it, we're going to try and bring you the best possible conversation about this government shutdown and what it means for us little people. So we're gonna hop into it. But before we do that, T, you got a rant, or do you want to talk about your grandma? Give a funny story or anecdote to start the show off with, maybe?
I guess my rant is kind of dedicated to her. It's been something that she probably would say, something she probably would do. Stuff that's been going on that I'm 100% sure she would have an issue with. People deal with pain in all different ways. people deal with issues in all different ways. Be mindful, be respectful of others, and allow other people to go through their pain. Allow other people to have their emotions and do what they do on their own time. And just be respectful of one another. Just love one another, man. I see way too many people in this day and age and in my commute and around me in my life, just people just generally being negative. Like, yeah. I've noticed that, like, a lot of us, just in how we interact with each other and how we act, you know, we call each other all kinds of names and we're still, like, friends and it's funny and, like, you know, it's a credit to how we treat things that we care about as, you know, human beings, that we just got to do better at it. We got to encourage each other and empower each other a whole lot more rather than just be so negative all the time. So, my rant is for negative Nancy. Get positive.
I agree. So, my rant, I don't really have a rant so much. Well, I guess it is a rant. It's not really a rant. I have a conversation piece. So, my conversation piece for this night, for this evening, is why there are so many of these, like, fake companies on Facebook. Like, I don't know, maybe it's just me, or maybe on Instagram too. Like, I'd be scrolling through and I'd be like, oh, that shirt is so cute, and then I, or like, that sweater is so cute, those boots are so great, so I'll go check out the website or whatever, go click on their page, and I'm like, all right, they got a website, they look legit, things seem cool. And like, before I was, you know, educated and the being careful of shopping online type situation, you know, I would just go and buy it, and then sometimes get my feelings hurt when stuff didn't ever ship out, or, you know, it was like a weird company and like the sizes came in like 18 sizes too small because it's like made in China and they just have no idea how big us Americans are, apparently. And like, I used to get upset, right? So, but my thing is, you know, it's obvious that these companies are fake. Like, I don't know, is it Zulily? I don't even know what the company is, but there's so many of these random companies that you see floating around on Facebook and on social media. And if you just Google it and you look up like, is such and such a legitimate business, you'll see like hundreds and hundreds of reviews like, ordered some 7 months ago, never came in, customer service is non-existent. And you're just like, okay, so that's my cue. But it's like, yo, Facebook, y'all can track us doing X, Y, and Z and tell us what we had for dinner 3 nights ago and whether or not we should recommend the restaurant. But you can't flag some of these random companies that be showing up in our timeline that everybody is like disliking and putting angry face emojis on, but like, y'all just let them slide. Really? Like, it's really frustrating. And then it's like, because people like me who have very poor self-control are on Facebook and social media like, oh, that's cute, I'm gonna buy it, oh, look at this. And it's like, you fall for these things all the time. And it's like, I can't tell you how many Wells Fargo claims I've opened in the past just because it's like, this company never sent me my stuff. Like, I fell for the banana in the tailpipe again, folks. Like, come on, can you refund my money? Thanks, appreciate it. Like, it's just ridiculous. It's really frustrating. That's my rant. I think they should stop preying on people like me. Frankly.
I've been having like similar stuff happen too. Like these, some of these apps like Uber or like Lyft or Venmo or stuff like that. Well, they'll like take my money out twice.
Yeah.
Like, then I have to deal with, you know, trying to get my money back for that transaction. And it's like, oh, no, you approved it. It's like, no, I didn't. I approved of the first one that's for the exact same amount. And it's like, people looking at these computers and working for these custom service places, like, you can't look at it and, like, use your common sense that this is clearly something that was done in error. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't understand it. I feel like, and then it bothers me because they take your money instantly, but then it takes
five business days.
Like, when you get your money back, like, what's up with that?
Like,
I'm not.
Y'all took it in 30 seconds, put it back in 30 seconds. Like, keep that same energy. Like, come on, man. That's frustrating. But anyway. Oh, and did you say Lycoming in the beginning of this episode? Like, really? Was that a location that you gave?
I don't know what you're talking
about. Oh, all right. Now you don't remember. In the intro, you were
Because, you know, each week somebody inboxes me from, like, some weird place where, like, you know, somebody hits me up or I get some kind of something, a new friend or something from this show. And last week I got a new person, somebody that was in Lycoming and stuff. Shout out to our listeners in Lycoming.
I don't know, man. I'd be feeling like you need more people because you always talk about all these people that friend you and inbox you. Like, don't nobody friend me or inbox me or nothing. Like, come on now. Like, they just inboxing you right off your voice.
I get all kinds of stuff, though, Jay. Like, I'll get, like, Like, I get a lot of, I get more spam stuff than a little bit now. And, like, that's really just because I'm, like, the number one person to report and block a fake page, like, real fast. Like, as soon as I get a verbal testimony, you know, I'm blocking it, I'm reporting it, fake account, spam, inappropriate, like, I'm posting whatever it is that I can get them to get away from me. So, like, half the time, it just be, like, really good spammers that have, like, pictures and done any research to make it, like, a real page. And then sometimes, it's like, you know, your friend. Or, like, my parents' friends, or somebody who just, like, randomly looked at the share and, you know, checked the entire feed for, like, 2 minutes and then dumped out. And then I got the permit request. I'll screenshot it. I'll tell you what, I'll screenshot it the next time I get a bunch of crazy permit requests.
Yeah, please do, because I think you need more people.
And I got you. Yep, I got you.
Because I don't get nothing. Like, but you know what? I will say this. I get mad from requests from people in Philadelphia. Nobody else in the United States cares about me. But apparently, I'm hot in Philly. Like, because don't nobody else request me anywhere else but Philadelphia. It's the weirdest thing. Like, all the friend requests I get, like, I'll get three or four at the same time. Or, like five in a row. And they'll all be from Philadelphia. I'm like, what is it about Philadelphia that everybody wants to add me? Like, where's the people in New York at? I'm like, where are people in Boston at?
Man, we love you here.
No, it's weird. It's weird. It's sketchy. It's sketchy. It's sketchy. I don't trust it. And then it'd be like, you have 52 friends in common. Really? And I ain't met you yet? Like, come on, man. Then I got to look at the friends that we have in common. Like, but I ain't met none of these people. So, like, all our mutual friends ain't really mutuals. They just acquaintances. Like, I don't really know these people. So, like, come on now. But anyway, I digress. So.
Shout out to Kevin Charles. He said you got to use your credit cards for stuff like that. You get your money right back rather than using a debit card.
I guess so.
I don't like credit cards, and I ain't balling out of control to get one, so my debit card shall suffice.
Yeah, I'm going to just keep doing stupid stuff online like I always do, though, because I don't ever learn, ever. So, but, I mean, I can't help it. Like, some of the stuff like that is so cute. Like, I need that. Like, I'm really about to make – I just make reckless financial decisions, and I don't understand what my problem is. Like, yes, it's cute, but you don't need to buy it.
I'm definitely an impulse buyer.
Oh, it's bad. Like, and I get up random hours of the night. Like, if I'm randomly just wake up, like, I'll just be like, I'll just clear my notifications on my phone and I'll happen to log in and see something. And I've literally made purchases at like 2:43 in the morning, like just random times. It's like, why at 3 o'clock in the morning do I remember my debit card number? I don't know, but it's a problem. So here we are.
Oh my God. Are you one of them people that like memorize all the numbers on your card?
I know my debit card number by heart, yeah, because, I mean, I use it regularly. But, like, my credit cards, I don't know those numbers by heart. That's a low-key, like, real talk. That's how I be saving myself sometimes because I'm lazy. Oops, I almost said something on there. Ooh, I'm lazy. So I caught myself. I don't know the card verification number on the back of my credit cards. So, like, even though, you know, Google will save all your card numbers, you could be like, do you want to use this card? Like, yeah, I can use that card. But it'll be like, oh, what's the expiration and what's the card verification number? And I don't remember that. So like, and I'm too lazy to get up and go to my wallet or get up and go to where the card is. So I just be like, forget it. I don't need it. Like, forget it. It's whatever. And I'll just walk away. But that's the low key. That's the only thing that saves me from buying some of this stuff. It's just the fact that I'm lazy and I don't want to get up. That's it.
No, mine is too easy. Like my expiration number and the PIN number, it's like, they're like similar numbers. And they're numbers that I like use in my life. Like one of them is the lock combination at my job.
So you should just run them numbers down for me. Like, why don't you just run the numbers down and prove that you know the numbers? And I'll just.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do. Especially since the topic of tonight is the government lockout, and
we can
have spammers and people listening just so they can steal our information.
I'm just saying, like, you know, just prove it, you know, show us you really got it. Shut them numbers out real quick.
I mean, you know, I just did beg, so like, you know, if I said my numbers and somebody wanted to use my numbers to do something, I wouldn't even notice it. Just putting it out there because you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's how you be?
WJMS takes care of me very well. Just put it out.
No, I don't. No, I don't. Like, hold up. You getting another check from some other WJMS? Because wait, like, hold up. Anyway, we digress. We should get into the topic for this evening because I feel like we're going to have some comments. Before we get into this, I am interested to know who amongst our listeners, who amongst our friends, who amongst the folks that are tuning in regularly are affected by the shutdown? Like, And in what way has it affected you? Are you furloughed? Are you working without pay? Like, I saw something online today that was like the TSA workers in the airport are playing explicit rap in the airport because they just don't give an F anymore. I'm like, I love it. Like, the airports be lit because the TSA workers aren't getting paid to be there and they're mad. So they're just like, all right, we're going to rock out with sicko mode, unedited. I don't care. Like, I love it. I'm like, yo, that's what's up. That's what's up, though. So, anyway.
I think that's an unfair question because, like, you know, part of the reason why we're here, you know, we out here, is to inform our listeners of, like, how you guys are affected. Because some people don't even really know. Like,
no, I'm going to, we're going to tell them. You know,
but it's definitely, like, one of those things where when, you know, this ain't the first time we've had a government shutdown being threatened.
No.
In fact, I'm not mistaken, a couple of years back, it actually happened for a couple of years.
Yeah, it did. But this is the longest one in history.
Yeah. But, like, you know, when stuff like this happens, like, black folk brothers think, oh, we're affected by it. You know, like, especially, like, when the banks have their bailouts and different things like that. I remember talking to a friend of mine about that one time. And he was like, well, my money's under my mattress. So I don't care nothing about those banks. You know what I mean? So, like, I feel like a lot of times the cultured people and middle class and lower class, and I'm going to say separately because you're cultured, don't mean you're middle and lower class. But those people that are in those regions that are affected in that way feel like they're not affected. In all actuality, we're all going to be affected in some way, shape, or form by this whole thing.
This is true. This is very true. So you want to run down what this shutdown is about, or you want me to do it?
I mean, I don't know. I feel like I'm the devil's advocate. You can go ahead and run down what it's about, and I can go ahead and run down the conspiracy theories about what it's really about.
It's because he ain't got the research, y'all. That's all it is. Don't fall for his devil's advocate, man. He played that every week.
That's not true.
He tried to play that card every
week. You know that my notes are open right in front of me, and I know exactly what key points I want to talk about tonight. Thank you very much.
Okay. I'll believe it when I see it. So, for those folks that aren't paying attention, the government has entered its 26th, or maybe 27th day of the shutdown. It started on December 22nd. Or 21st, a couple days right before Christmas. And basically, it's all about the wall. This is literally, this shutdown is about Trump's wall. And right now, the Democrats and the Republicans can't come to a decision or can't come to an agreement on it because the Democrats won't sign any funding or any budget, basically, that allocates money for building this wall. And the Republicans won't not include it in the budget. So as it stands right now, they can't seem to come to an agreement, come to an arrangement, come to anything. But in the meanwhile, they've literally halted all operations or a lot of the operations in this country. But Trump is requesting $5.7 billion for border security and the construction of this concrete wall or steel barrier along the U.S.-Mexico border. But the Democrats have vowed to block any such funding. So what that's doing is holding up them from signing the budget. And basically, it's furloughing and pretty much, you know, taking everybody who works in the government out of work or out of work without pay or working without pay, I mean. So there's a lot of people, and I do have a couple friends on here that I know that are working for the government and are like really, really feeling it. And, you know, being engaged to somebody who's in the military, I obviously had to ask the question too, like, hey, boo, how's it going over there in Korea? How's it going over there in Korea? You know what I mean? So there's a lot of people that are affected by this that don't even realize that it's going to be happening soon. But yeah, so Josiah checks in on Facebook and he says, that's New York playing Drake. He said, for the TSA workers, no pay. They've started to receive back pay, though. But they're not allowed to go on strike and they have to get food stamps. And he says, FYI, next month food stamps are shut off. So I know a lot of folks that going to be feeling those effects pretty soon.
Yeah, like I know for a fact, I was talking to a friend of mine, and they were talking about how they're getting their benefits for February and January. And then in February, they're not going to get anything. And if the shutdown continues past February,
they won't get anything for March.
They won't get anything for February or March.
Yep.
But it's not like, whenever it does shut down, they're going to play catch up. Like, they're just going
to
get...
just resume back to where they were.
Yeah,
so Steve checks in on Facebook and says, this shutdown is about that baby in the White House holding his breath until he gets what he wants. I say let him pass out, but I don't want to say that at the sake of the American people. So, I mean, my argument and what makes me angry is that, you know, this type of stuff right here is what makes us look really, 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 I mean, aside from the person in the White House, but this stuff right here is what makes us look really bad to other countries. You know, like, other countries right now is sitting back cracking, like, we're literally funny memes to other countries right now, because it's laughable at this point. You know, like, it's really laughable that we're supposed to be the major country.
Like, yeah. Under Trump's presidency, it's the third time in seven.
Yeah, and, like, we're supposed to be this major superpower, and we can't even keep our government in operation or working together. And it makes us look very bad. It kind of puts me in fear of other countries deciding that this is a good time to strike. Because, you know, when the government shut down, you know, when the mice is away, or when the mouse is away, or cat is away, the mouse will play type situation, like, nobody's watching anything, you know, like, nobody's paying attention to stuff. Case in point, I went to go buy some food at the supermarket the other day, and I read something, I happened to read something online, and it was like, don't buy any leafy greens or, you know, basically anything that needs to be inspected by the FDA before it gets to the supermarket, because right now they're not inspecting anything. So it's like, you can't even eat. Like, the food that you want to buy, you can't even buy. So it's like, it's affecting you. Yeah, like, it's affecting you on levels that you don't even realize, because people aren't inspecting the food. So if they're not inspecting the food, that means they're not checking for quality. That means if there's E. coli in the romaine lettuce again, we as American people don't know. If there's issues with the meat that's coming in here because it's not being checked by anybody, we as Americans won't know until we eat it and we get sick. So, like, these are the types of things that we don't realize are affecting us when the shutdown happens. You know, like, the type of sneaky stuff that you're like, oh, like the meme from The Wire where he's like, oh, snap. Like, you don't think about this type of stuff until you're like, oh, wait a minute. This is not good. Like, stuff is happening right now. Like, people just think the government shutdown is whatever.
Right, and like now, just to give a quick, some little facts here, like, the shutdown necessarily doesn't necessarily mean the entire government is shut down. That's not necessarily true if you heard that anywhere. Certain programs, certain departments are like what they call mandatory spending, and they continue on even during times of crisis. So, like, Social yeah. Security, you said something about the military, and like Medicare, like, those are like the main things that are going to continue on through this crisis, but everything else is going to slowly start to. And even those things might begin to lose funding if this thing lasts, you know, over 2 months.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, because even the military, they have provisions in some of these departments that, you know, protect them and sort of envelop them or envelope them just in case this type of thing happens. But they're not geared to last this long. You know, they're not geared to stand a 24-day, 1 month, 2 month, however month long shutdown of the government. That's not how big this cushion is. Like, it's like, you know, people who have a savings, like, you got a savings. Yeah. Like, I'm okay, but you're not okay forever. Like, this cushion is only going to last you for so long. And then you're going to start feeling the effects of this. So even those companies and those organizations that have built themselves an immunity sort of around the shutdown, they're still going to feel it at some point, because no immunity has, you know, been designed to last this long, you know, or to support or sustain this long for this many people.
And then in a way, like, the shutdown kind of helps Trump's argument, because if things get too bad, he could, you know, put us in a state of, I think it's called like national crisis or something like that, and get the wall passed solely on the fact that we're in a situation like this. You know what I mean? Like, in times of war or like great crisis or like natural disasters, things like that, it's in the Constitution that the president is empowered to start making certain decisions or allocate certain money towards certain things that he deems more important, given our national crisis.
Yep.
And these things are in the Constitution, and they're vague solely because, you know, when they wrote it, they thought that we would have a president that was smart enough to decide and make these decisions based on the greater good of the American people. No, they didn't expect Donald Trump.
Yeah.
So now it's like, and this is just another one of these things, another one of these government policies that don't necessarily help or doesn't consider everyone. And now it has to be revised and switched up moving forward so that something like this doesn't happen again. But of course, who knows if that's the man.
So here's my, excuse me. So here's, I'm going to run down a list for y'all of the major departments that have shut down. So the first is Commerce, except the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Education has shut down. Energy, this was the one that scares me. This functions, it's that it oversees the safety of our nation's nuclear arsenal dams and transmission lines. You know, those things are staying open, but they're not going to stay open permanently. The Environmental Protection Agency. So that means like some of these and the national parks. So some of these national parks are still remaining open, even though there's nobody watching them. So that means people can vandalize our landmarks. They can vandalize, you know, different things because, you know, people are stupid and they do things like that. The Food and Drug Administration. So that goes to, you know, that's exactly what I was mentioning earlier about watching what you buy at the supermarket now, because a lot of this food hasn't been inspected. Health and Human Services, Housing and Urban Development, the Interior, which is the National Parks, of course, the Internal Revenue Service, the IRS. So everybody was making jokes about taxes, all that kind of stuff, and your refunds coming back. That's going to happen. But the rest of the IRS is shut down. So, I mean, that don't mean they're not taking taxes out your check, though. Apparently, they're not shut down. labor, including the Bureau of Labor Statistics, NASA, the National Institute of Health, and the Smithsonian. So all of these different places have shut down totally. But, I mean, the ones that are really, really concerning are, you know, obviously Health and Human Services, the Food and Drug Administration, the Environmental Protection Agency. These are agencies and organizations that are put in place to keep us safe, and we kind of need them to be open to keep us continuing to be safe. So these are the types of organizations that are closed right now. And then there's a bunch of other organizations that are still open, but the employees aren't getting paid. So they might as well be closed, because how many of us are going to do our best work when we know we're not getting paid? Like, you at your job and your boss is like, oh, do this. And you're like, am I getting paid for it? No. Like,
and Trump could like joke that like this can last for years.
Yeah.
Like sitting in his chair, arms folded, like, nope, I'm gonna get my wall. If you guys don't give me my wall, I'm not gonna give you anything. And it's like, what? Like,
the biggest temper tantrum.
Every week or so I see something that he does or something in the news that happens because of him. And it's like your first thought is, no, he can't really do that. And then you block it out, and then the second time it's like, wait, that's actually happening? And then you got to deal with it. Like, oh, damn. Like, well, what could I have done as an American, you know, citizen, as your average person, to combat and stop this? Gee, I don't know. Maybe 2-3 years ago, not vote for Donald Trump.
Yeah. So to go over to the political side of things, we're already in the political side of things, but basically, the Democrats did, you know, offer to give $1.3 billion to continue current border security and funding, like, and stuff like that, and to continue sort of on the way that we are right now. So they were like, we'll give you $1.3 billion to beef up what we have currently, but we're not going to fund this wall, because they find the wall to be ineffective. I mean, we all know that the wall is going to be ineffective. I mean, walls end. Like, unless you're going to wall off the entire United States and go all around California, up past Washington, cross that Canadian border and come all the way around the East Coast, there is no point to you having a wall, because right where that wall ends, people are going around it. People are going over it. Most of the people who come to this country come on boats. They don't come through the wall, through the, you know, you don't see too many people trugging through, you know, the borders like that anymore. This isn't like 1980 movies that you see before. So the fact is, Democrats don't believe that this wall is going to be effective. They don't want to allocate that much funding for it. They said, we'll give you $1.3 billion to beef up what we currently have and to maybe add some other provisions in, like maybe like a steel barricade or something like that, or like a, not a fence, but they said something like a steel structure. But they were like, we're not going to pay this money to give you a concrete wall. And Trump said, nope, not good enough. I need my money for my wall, and I'm shutting down until you give it to me. So it's kind of just like, he doesn't care. Like, he literally wants to get his way. Doesn't care about the welfare of the regular American people, because he's not one. He doesn't have to worry about, you know, not having money. He doesn't have to worry about having to wonder where your next meal is coming from. He doesn't have to worry about if he's going to keep housing, because he's Donald Trump and he's got, you know, however much money stored up in all his stupid investments that he has. So he just doesn't care. And he's totally out of touch with what the rest of the United States is feeling over him and his temper tantrum. You know, so it's really aggravating when you see like provisions trying to be made, like, okay, well, let's try doing this instead. And he's like, nope, wall or nothing. Like, take your ball and go home then. Like, if you don't want to play ball, take your ball and go home. Like, it's just ridiculous.
Like, it's crazy. And it's like, it's a credit to his presidency. It's a credit to, like, you know, how who we are as Americans, that we step back and allow something like this to happen. Because, like, you know, like you said, like, he's not somebody who has to worry about where his next meal is coming from. You know, he has that, I call it a Western society mentality, where it's like, I work, I accumulate wealth, I'm more important than you because of what I have. But, you know, in America, and in this day and age, I could work 40-plus hours a week and still not be able to afford it.
Yeah.
You know, and, like, that's just the reality of the world that we live in, and that's a problem. But the average American has found loopholes and ways to get around that, ways to deal, of dealing with that. So because of that, you know, these, you know, Trump types, for lack of a better phrase, feel like, oh, well, you can deal with it. It's not a problem. And the people who don't have, it's like, oh, because you're not working hard. And it's like, no, I'm working my butt off. The system is just not designed for me to benefit from it. It's designed for you to benefit from my hard work.
Yeah.
And you're going to continue to benefit from it and act as if you're the one that's working hard. Like, that's ridiculous. Like, did you see the video from the White House when he served, like, his staff, like, the burgers from the what was it, Big Mac?
He served like the Clemson Tigers that meal for winning the championship or whatever, yeah.
Like, bro, like, are you serious? And on one hand, you could be like, that's ridiculous, that's mad cheap, who do you think he is? And then on the other hand, it's like, well, that's what he likes to eat. Like, you ever look at his menu of how what he eats on a regular basis? Like, that's the kind of stuff that he likes to eat. So he don't even see anything wrong with it. Like, that's another thing that I look at with Trump. Like, a lot of the stuff that he does, we're just like, what? That's ridiculous. Like, how can you do that? Why would you think that makes sense? Blah, blah, blah. But he's stupid. And in his mind, this makes perfect sense. This is the right decision to make. And when I do it, I don't understand why no one else doesn't follow behind me. Yeah. Like, he really thinks that he's doing the right thing, and he's not. And, like, you want to talk about the wall. The problem that he's trying to attack is, you know, illegal immigrants. But he doesn't realize that the United States as a whole was built on the back of immigrants, illegal or not illegal. First of all, that's a very thin line when you talk about illegal, because some of us were brought over here against our own will. You know what I mean? Sure. And we built this new world, and now it's here years later, and we're not even the ones benefiting from it. Like, that's ridiculous. Like,
yeah.
I'm sorry, did I rant there for a second?
No, no, you're fine. You're fine. So, I mean, I don't know how true this is, but, you know, they talk about, like, you know, the media is trying to put it on, like, oh, it's just President Trump versus the Democrats. But what I'm reading is that these Senate Republicans who are in there right now, they have the power to end the shutdown if they were just willing to override the president and save border security fighting for another day. You know, if they were to just say, okay, look, we're going to just table border security for now. Let's focus on everything else. And, you know, put forth the budget like we need to so we can move forward. We can discuss this another day or in another platform. They could do that. And they're just not willing to do it. You know, and I know there's conversation about Nancy Pelosi and, you know, all these other, and Schumann and everybody and all these folks that are back and forth and stuff like that. But it's, at this point, it's literally like a pissing match between the Democrats and the Republicans and Donald Trump. And us as Americans are all sort of like the losing part of that pissing match, because we just have to sit here and wait for someone to make a decision. You know, it's like waiting for mommy and daddy to stop fighting and decide where we're going to have dinner. Like, okay, like, we're kind of hungry though, so can we get on with it? You know what I mean? Like, we're just waiting for mommy and daddy to make a decision so we can do what we got to do. Yeah, you know, like, meanwhile, mommy's not cooking dinner because she's mad at daddy, and daddy's not buying dinner because he's mad at mommy, and the kids are hungry. So who's doing what here? You know, like, one of you has to be the bigger person. One party has to step down. One party has to back down and say, okay, look, for the sake of the American people, we need to get the government back up and running, and we need to table this conversation for later, because we're not getting anywhere and it's not helping or benefiting anybody. And what I'd like to see is all them people sitting in that room need to lose their paychecks too. Let's see how quickly they come to a decision if they're not getting paid. You know, we start taking away paychecks from the Senate and the Republicans and the Democrats, all of a sudden we got decisions quick, fast, and in a hurry, I bet. But they don't lose their paychecks. We all lose our paychecks, and they all get to just be fine.
Like, that's the thing too. Like, the government shutdowns are, like, uniquely American. Like, that's an American thing to do. Because in other, like, developed countries, like, for example, I think when I was reading about Australia, like, if their government was to shut down, the people who would feel the brunt of that would be the politicians.
Yeah.
So ultimately, that's less likely to happen. Like, their government and their parliament system would eventually dissolve if their government shut down for too long. So they can't do that. Whereas here in America, if the government shuts down, well, the only people who are really hurt are the American public. And we can still run it there. So that's not that big of a deal. I'm like, that's just ridiculous. And then I saw a video today on YouTube. Like, you know how they have the advertisements come on before you watch your YouTube video?
Yeah, unfortunately.
And I saw an advertisement for Donald Trump talking about how he's been the most prolific and the most successful president in the history of the United States.
How, Sway?
Like, he's done more. Because I'm telling you, his claim is that he's done more in his short time as the president than any other American president.
He's done more damage in his short time than any American president in an entire 4 to 8 year term. Yeah, I'll give him that. There you go. Like, that's a statistic I can get behind.
I don't know about more damage. I don't know about more damage. I think he's like he got a strong tie going on with George Bush.
I don't even know, because I mean, even with George Bush, we didn't have government shutdowns lasting days like this. We didn't have this crazy racism at an all time high with like people just doing all kinds of reckless madness. Like, I just feel like it's spiraling.
It just wasn't as prominent. And then like Bush didn't even run the country. Like, Bush was going on golf vacations and like hunting trips while the country was just being run by God knows who, you know? He let his family run the country while he just did whatever. And then, you know, let's not forget that we were at war and we got attacked while he was reading books to school kids, you know? So
struggling to read books to school kids. But anyway. Right.
And you know what's crazy? Just real quick while we're still on the topic of Bush, like, and now, like, now that we're, like, you know, 10 years away from his presidency, there's, like, movies and different forms of, like, entertainment media that's coming out making a joke and a mockery of his presidency.
Who?
So, like...
Of Bush?
Of George Bush.
Oh.
Like, George Bush, Cheney, Dole, like, anybody that's, like, was in his cabinet, like, they're, like, all getting, you know, sign-offs for, like, books and movies and plays and Netflix series and different stuff like that about, like... And most of them are, like, comedy about the ridiculousness of his presidency. So I wonder, like, in another 10 years, how hilarious are the sitcoms going to be about President Bush? I mean, about President Trump.
I mean, they're already hilarious. You see, was it Family Guy or The Simpsons? Which one was it? One of them did a spoof on him.
Before he was president, though.
Yeah. So
The Simpsons and Family Guy always make fun of Donald Trump.
Kevin checks in on Facebook and says, with the FBA being shut down, what is America supposed to eat? Twigs? Exactly. And you better be careful eating them, too, because they haven't been inspected by nobody. Like,
yeah, I'm about to say, like, no twigs, because, you know, ain't nobody at the national park.
You know what's scary? You know what's scary is the fact that with the FDA being shut down, Americans need to eat processed food now. Like, you can't eat the regular agricultural stuff because it's not being inspected. You got to eat the processed stuff. Like, this is why they be sabotaging me and my diets. Every time I try to do right and live right, the romaine gets poisoned, or the vegetables go sour, or the government shuts down, the FDA is not working. Like, it's all a conspiracy to tell me that I just need to eat the Whopper because, you know, that's what I really want. So I'm looking at that as a sign.
That's what they want you to do anyway, because the Whopper is like $2 and the solid is like $10.
So. That's what I'm saying. But anyway, yeah, so Kev, exactly. You got to be very, very careful when you're shopping in the supermarket now what you're purchasing, because you don't know what is okay and what has been checked and what hasn't been checked. So you have to be very careful, and it's kind of scary to think about, because you're like, oh, it's always safe to eat fruits and vegetables. Not right now. Not right this moment, it's not. So, that's
did
a little
they, did
scary.
It come out of your own, did you grow them yourself? If you grow them yourself, they might be okay, but...
I don't know. I mean, if you grow them yourself, yeah, maybe. But, like, the regular, like, us folks in New York, where we don't have grass, like, we're not growing, you know, squash in our concrete jungle here. Like, it's just not gonna happen. So we're kind of just screwed.
But wait a minute, y'all have like neighborhood agricultural sites, though.
I mean, we have like community gardens.
Like neighborhood markets, different stuff like that.
Yeah, we got community gardens and things like that. But like neighborhood markets get their produce from where everybody else gets it from, like supermarkets and stuff like that. Like, they don't get a special, you know, special government shutdown clear, you know, field that they're picking their fruits and vegetables from. It's all coming from the same place. It's like, okay. So it's a little sketchy. But want to take a quick break?
Yeah, let's play some music. I think we got scary people enough.
Nobody's scared. Anybody scared? I don't think anybody's scared. You can't be any more scared than we already were.
Like, I'm scared.
Well, you're always scared.
I'm probably not as scared if I started researching for this show.
Yeah, I know. I know. But all right, we're going to take this quick break, folks. When we come back on the other side, we're going to continue our discussion. And we want to hear from you guys if you are somebody who is personally affected by the shutdown and in what way. So send us a chat on Facebook. Call us up, 914-619-5267, or Instagram, whichever way you want to get in touch with us. Let us know how it's affecting you and your family or your loved ones, because we'd love to hear from you. So everybody stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
We out here.
Like Clay Thompson, I ain't even notorious. Every time I'm on this mic, they call me Big Papa. A trendsetter to these rappers. Now let's take it back, yo. Let's take it back to the times where I pull a crowd like the Times Square. My mind was stuck on some bigger things. Slept and have bigger dreams. Woke up with the mic on my nightstand. I grabbed it. Time to go to war with my wounds wrapped and banded. Figured I would use this platform to my advantage to just paint some pictures so the realists can relate. I know you out here wishing I could leave, but I'm really here to stay. I got a homie in jail. I'm really wishing I could come up with the money for bail. He got a kid that is 2 years old. I understand how he feeling in the cell. As a young black male, they trying to stop us, put us in boxes. One thing I know, as long as we alive, we will surely prevail. Now all these things have me wishing that the boat never sailed. Pick up the phone, tell my fam I'm coming home. This time I'm gonna stay. For you to keep your head up. I know I said things, I did things, and most of it was wrong, but I've improved as a man and I'm trying to step up to clean the mess up. Nobody perfect, we can only try. I know that you're worth it, and if I should die, just know my intentions was to make you happy. Say what you wanna do exactly so we can stay together.
Welcome back to We Out Here Radio with your girl Jams and my favorite co-host, Mr. Tommy Flame. We are in the middle of a good conversation about this government shutdown and what it means for folks like you and me. Right before the break, we played a song called Stay. If you like that song, I thought it was really cool. It's by a guy named Tutu. Thought that was kind of interesting, but yeah, it's my chill song when I get a little heated. So I figured I'd play that to mellow out the mood a little bit. But yeah, I mean... I didn't hear no complaints about it. Tommy didn't say nothing, so I guess he must have liked it. Right?
I like it, yeah. Yo, you be putting me deal with some stuff. I don't know about Tutu, but I like
listen,
it.
Listen, I don't know why his name is Tutu, but his EP is kind of decent, and this song was cool, so I was like, all right.
I feel like you said his name wrong, though. Like, I don't
know why. It's T-U-T-U. How else do you say that?
Okay.
Tutta, tutu. It's got to be tutu. I'll be upset if it's not.
Yeah. That's the way Adventure Tutu started, and so yeah, it should be.
I mean, hey, it's whatever. But anyway, so right before the break, we were talking about the shutdown and what it means, the FDA being shut down, and what that means for us trying to eat healthily and trying to live our lives, our best lives and whatnot, and not eat processed food. But one thing I did find funny was, so, not really funny, it's just kind of like typical behavior, I suppose. So Trump basically tried to go around Nancy Pelosi and the folks that were doubting him and his wall. And he tried to invite all the moderate House Democrats to join him at the White House for lunch and to talk about the wall and the shutdown, right? So he used a similar strategy when Paul Ryan was controlling the House before. He would go around the Speaker, who's Nancy Pelosi's the Speaker of the House. He would go around the Speaker of the House to negotiate with folks like the far right folks. But unlike the Republicans, no Democrats showed up. So we invited all these folks to the White House to talk about it. And they were like, yeah, no, thank you. We're not coming. So he tried to go around the Speaker of the House to try and get the wall approved without, by sort of like turning the moderate Democrats in against them and turning them, you know, over to the Republican side. And none of them showed up. So I'm like, good for y'all being united, number one, because sometimes you see like there's always those people in the party that kind of aren't like really there, you know, on that side. And then the first opportunity they get to kind of cross over, they make that jump. But the Democrats showed like a really strong front and nobody showed up. You know, so, I mean, it was kind of good, but it also showed Donald Trump that he's not going to be able to do the same types of tricks that he did when Paul Ryan was the Speaker of the House. Nancy Pelosi's not having it. She's kind of a badass. Like, she's been known to fight with the president about different things that she doesn't believe are right. So he tried to pull his little tactics, and it didn't pan out. He failed. I believe they said he failed spectacularly. And I was like, I like that adjective. So, yeah, I just thought that was interesting because I'm like, I was just happy to see it, to be honest with you. Like, I mean, yeah, not happy because it's like we want to get this ended, but happy that there was some unity amongst the Democrats, you know, and their group. And there wasn't like no split decision or anything like that. And there weren't like a bunch of people jumping ship and going to the other side. So it's refreshing to see loyalty in a political group for once.
Well, Jay, like, let me ask you this. I posed this question based on everything that we've been talking about. In your educated opinion, what do you think is going to happen next? Because there's only like a couple ways that this could end. Either Trump caves and, you know, opens the government back up and waits till the next time they want to do a budget to see if he can get funding for his wall. Or if the Democrats cave, give him the funding for his wall, and then a government opens back up. Or like we continue in this kind of stalemate situation where the American public continues to feel the brunt of this whole shutdown, and then the lawmakers will overthrow the decision and, you know, open the government back up. I think that one is the less likely to happen because it just seems like we got some very egotistical people in the White House that are going to keep arguing, you know, duck season and rabbit season until somebody caves.
I think,
and to be honest with you, based off the history of like these arguments with Trump, I feel like the Democrats are going to cave and give them money for the wall.
I think that, to be honest with you, in my opinion, I see this going back to what I mentioned earlier in the show where I talked about how the Democrats came to him and offered him 1.3 or 1.7 or something like that to do what he needed to do, you know, and to beef up security as it is.
Funding for Border Patrol.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like they're going to revisit that idea and somebody's going to, and they're going to bring that back to the table and maybe discuss that. Because I don't see the Democrats backing down, not with Nancy Pelosi as the Speaker. And I don't see the Republicans backing down, and I don't see Donald Trump backing down either. So I think the only thing that's going to happen is they're going to have to come to some mutual agreement to table this discussion or take what the Democrats offered originally just for the sake of getting the government back open. But we do have a caller who wants to chime in. We got a couple minutes left on the show. So good evening, caller. Welcome to the show. Where are you calling from and what's your name?
Hi, calling from Boston. My name is Marsha.
Oh, hi, Marsha from Boston. How are you?
I'm fine.
So what's your take on all of this?
What my take is, I think what scares me the most is we have a president who is trying to, I feel, turn this country more or less a dictatorship so that he is the one who's in charge of doing everything that's needed. He has to, if anything needs to be done, he's the one that you have to come to. What I mean by that, and
Absolutely. Every you got the presidency confused with the kingship.
A puppet or someone in place that has to either that goes along with whatever he wants, so that no matter what, it comes back to an answer to him. Whether he's going to approve it or not, it's up to him. And I think the one person that's really happy about all this is Putin.
Mm.
And I feel that Trump is Putin's puppet at this stage of the game. He actually stood there and said with Kim Jong-un that he really wished that his people would stand up and listen to him when he spoke, like the people in North Korea do. I just feel that right now with the shutdown going on, it does have a lot to do with his temper tantrum, but it also has to do a lot with weakening our country. Right now, we're weak. Our pledge says, united we stand, divided we fall. A house divided can't stand.
Yep.
Our house is divided, and we are very weak right now. We got what's going on in Syria. Right now, we have American troops that have died there based on the bombing that's happened there.
Mm-hmm.
ISIS took responsibility for that. I could have sworn that Trump stood there with his thumbs and his suspender straps saying that ISIS was defeated. He was bringing the troops home. So we have the countries around the world, everything is going on that's really kind of, it's out of control. Where this country is united with our allies, Trump has managed to damage the relationships that have taken decades to build and to manage and maintain have been destroyed. And the one person he seems to be in cahoots with right now and in line with is Putin. That's scary. And it's really scary because our country is weak with the shutdown. We have the airports right now that the security is an issue.
Mm-hmm.
They're in a bad position. And I understandably that the Democrats and Trump, somewhere along the line, the Republicans need to come up with an agreement or something. But I think no matter what, they need to open the government and then decide on how they're going to negotiate how much money they'll give the president.
Yeah. We don't have censorship. We don't have censor buttons on the show here, so.
I caught it.
Don't feel bad. We don't want to call him the president either.
Yeah.
You know, but it's not like there hasn't been any type of compromises that have been put on the table. These compromises right now, there has been plans put on the table, but it's literally going to take Trump to decide on whether or not opening the government and then doing the negotiations on building this wall or whatever it is that he wants to do, secondary. Because the country needs to come first. Our country is weak right now, and it's not good what he's doing. I just cannot for the life of me figure out how much more this country can stand of this president. It's time to take him out of office. He's damaging our reputation around the world. He's literally destroyed our credibility and our standing in the world. In the time that he's been in office, the 2 years he's been in office, he's destroyed decades of what we've taken to maintain and build.
Yeah.
That's my soul.
I agree. You know? And I appreciate you calling in tonight. So real quick before we let you go, do you think that moves to impeach him will actually happen or actually work? Or do you think that it's because the House is so mixed that it's not going to work?
I think that he's done enough damage where I feel that to leave him in office at this point where he's not listening to the people around him, the people who know more than him,
yeah,
but he's not listening, he's running. We have no idea what he's going to pull, not from day to day, but from hour to hour, minute to minute. The damage that he's doing, how much of this is going to be able to be reversed, I just feel that it's a danger to leave him in. He's weakening our country, and I'm literally, literally watching Putin. And I just feel that at this stage of the game, we're weak, and this is exactly what he wants. He has a puppet in office, and I feel like that puppet, for some reason, he's got something over Trump, and Trump is selling out this country.
That's scary. It's a scary thought.
It is scary.
Yeah. But, well, I definitely really, really, really appreciate you calling in tonight and giving your opinion. Definitely love hearing from folks around the world, letting us know what's going on. Are you personally affected by the shutdown? Are you furloughed or anything like that?
No, not yet. Not yet.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, hopefully it stays this way. Hopefully we can get things back up and running like it needs to. But I definitely appreciate the call and hope you continue to call in.
Okay. Thank you. Good night.
All right. Good night.
Good night. Thanks for calling, love.
Good night. Good night. Thank you.
Yep. Callers spitting truth.
She said one thing I want to touch on that, you know, a lot of people talk about, and we throw around this word all the time with the impeachment.
Yeah.
And, like, it sounds like a great idea to, let's just impeach him. Let's get him out of here. We're done with dealing with Trump. Let's get him out of here. But what people don't realize
is Pence ain't much better.
It's Pence right behind them. Like, yeah. It's not like we're going to be single for a little while and try out a couple different presidents. We're going to automatically get the vice president. And people don't know, like, he's just as bad, if not worse, than Trump. Because he believes in his policies, and he's an actual politician. So he can get over what Trump's trying to do without the American public even knowing about it. In fact, we'll support what he's doing, thinking that it means another thing. See, that's part of what Trump's problem is. A lot of these things happen because they have this policy or this bill that they want to pass, and it'll have all the headline stuff that we want, and then it'll have these little things in fine print that we don't. And that's how certain things get passed that we don't approve of. You know, and Trump is just like, no, I'm going to tell you all of it because it doesn't matter. You're going to accept it how it is. And it's like, I don't know. As much as I would love to see him out of the presidency, I kind of feel like we need to just let this one ride out and find a real candidate after him. But I also can make the argument that I think he's going
to
get another
term. That's what I was about to ask you. Do you think he's coming back for a second term?
Yeah. There's nobody even coming up right now who seems like they would oppose him. You know, I think the same policies and the same people and the same reasons and the same stuff that got him in office is going to get him in office the second time. Especially if all these things that he's doing pans out and seems positive to the American public. Because what he likes to do is he likes to throw around a lot of stats. He'll get his wall and then say, oh, you know, immigrant numbers have gone down tremendously since the wall. And it might be, you know, a cause action for something else. But he'll act as if the wall is the reason behind it. And like Homeland Security is one of the departments that's being affected by this whole government shutdown. So if, say, you know, we get attacked or something crazy happens during this time while the government's being shut down, then he can point the finger and say, see, give me my wall. If we weren't sitting here arguing, this wouldn't have happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, I'm worried about, you know, like she said, with the next hour, the next few minutes, not even a day to day. But what am I going to wake up to? What am I going to get with in the next hour? Something crazy that he's done. You know, I'm afraid we're going to go to another war, and it's definitely.
I'm terrified we're going to go to another war. Yeah, and it's like the other thing I was like about to say when you said the second term. I'm like, somebody please throw the bat signal up to Michelle Obama. Lord, we need you. Please get into office. Like, just run a little bit. Like, just something, please. Like, anything, really. She had hinted at it, but it's probably not going to happen. But, wishful thinking.
Just write her in as a candidate.
Like, can we do that? Can we just, like, forcefully make somebody, like, you know, like, when you didn't want to be class president, but everybody voted for you, so you automatically had to be class president. Can we just do that in America? Can we just force a president in?
We can write in a candidate, and if enough percentage of people write in that candidate where they win the election, they will offer them the presidency. The issue is, I don't think she'll accept it.
No, she wouldn't. But we need you. We need the Obamas back. We really do. I'm sorry. They were just so much more respectable and classy, like, policies and things like that. Like, things just went right. Like, I don't know what else to say, but well, we got to wrap up the show for the evening. I want to thank the caller who called in today. Thank you, Marcia, for chiming in. Thanks to all the folks on Facebook who checked in. Stan, we see you. Steve and everybody else that checked in as well. Josiah, we appreciate everyone just touching base with us and letting us know what they think. We're going to try and keep you posted on what happens with the shutdown as we go through it. Hopefully it's not going to last much longer for my friends and family who are affected by it. Really, really hope that you guys get some relief soon and that you guys are back in back at work like you're supposed to be and getting paid for it, no less. One thing that she, that the caller did bring up that I didn't even think about was TSA folks not checking people. Like, I forgot TSA folks actually don't just take your tickets. They actually check and make sure you don't have weapons and things on you to bring on the plane. I forgot all about that until she said that. And I was like, oh, that's crazy. Like, you know, you're not paying these people who are supposed to be checking to make sure people don't have stuff, something going on them. You know, like, that's crazy. I don't know. That's creepy to me. Like, but anyway. T, did I lose you? I don't know. He said he fell out of his chair earlier, so now I'm wondering if he's drunk over there. What's up?
No, I'm still here. I'm still here. I'm still here.
All right, well, where can they find you and follow you?
Always the same on every social media. Who is Tommy Flame? Hashtag at Google me.
Every week you get more obnoxious with your outgoings. Anyway, so I am at @just_jams on Instagram. I'm at Jamie Jam on Facebook. You can check out the radio station at WJMS Radio on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And shout out to our sponsor for this evening, Trendy Tripping. Make sure you check them out on Instagram, too. They're a collective out in Brooklyn that showcases how creative Brooklyn can really be. They're partnered with the Brooklyn Commons, and they're doing some really awesome things out here. So get in touch with them if you are looking to host an event or just come and see what they have to offer and maybe do a partnership with your business to theirs. I think they would love that. Again, Trendy Tripping on Instagram and also on Facebook as well. Shout out to Joanne and all the work that she's doing. Shout out to the folks behind the scenes that make WJMS and We Out Here possible. We'll be back again with a brand new episode next week. Until then, T, hit them with the phrase.
We out here.
Y'all know his name. Ayo, Mac, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, zone, 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 zone. Let me see your shoulders work. I mean, I don't know what y'all came here to do, but if you ain't got a lighter, what the f*** you smoking for?
We hot, what the f*** though? Damn. Where the love go? Oh. 5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go. Wow, get the f*** though. Hey. I don't bluff, bro. Aiming at your head like a buffalo. You a roughneck, I'm a cutthroat. You a tough guy. Enough jokes, then the sun died. The night is young though, the diamond still shines. In a rough hole, what the f though? Where the love go? 5, 4, 3, 2, where the ones go? It's a show, put you front row. Talk your bro, let your tongue show. Money over and above, that is still my favorite love quote. Put the gun aside, what the f for? I sleep with the gun, and she don't snow. What the f, yo? Where the love go? Trade the ski mask for the muzzle. It's a bloodbath, where the suns go? It's a Swiss beat, that the drums go. If she's iffy, that the drugs go. If she's simply double cup toast, I got a duffel full of hundos. That the love go? Where's the uproar? What the f*** though? Where the love go? 5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go. Wow, get the f*** though. I don't bluff, bro. Aiming at your head like a buffalo. What the f*** though? Where the love go? 5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go. Wow, get the f*** though. I don't bluff, bro. Aiming at your head like a buffalo. Get the f*** though. I don't bluff, bro. I come out the scuffle without a scuffle. Puff, puff, bro. I don't huff, though. Yellow diamonds up close, catch a sunstroke. At your front door, with a gun store. Knock, knock, who's there's how it won't go. Just the jungle, so have the utmost. For the nutsos, and we nutso. What the f***? Bro, swim from bro. We grow up fast, we roll up slow. We throw up gang signs, she throw up dope. Dreadlock, hand time like you don't know. Put the green in the bag like a lawnmower. Hair trigger, pull back like a cornrow. Extra clip in a stash like a console. Listening to Bono, you listen to Dono. What the f, bro? Where the love go? Swizzy, he the chef. I like my lunch gross. Just look up, bro. Now the scuds go. I see the shovel, but where did bro go? To the unknown. Only way he coming back is through his unbones. If you see what's in my bag, think I'm a drug lord. It's empty when I give it back, now where's the uproar? What the f*** though? Where the love go? 5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go. Wow, get the f*** though. I don't bluff, bro. Aiming at your head like a buffalo. What the f*** though? Where the love go? 5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go. Wow, get the f*** though. I don't bluff, bro. Aiming at your head like a buffalo.
Thanks for listening. Tune in 24/7 at WJMSradio.com.